The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came home with his disciples. Again, the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." The scribes who had come from Jerusalem said, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons he drives out demons." Summoning them, he began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand. That is the end of him. But no one can enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man, and he can plunder the house. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." His mother and his brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent word to him and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As most of you, you know that every Sunday after this 7:30 Mass, I'm going to Brantford for another celebration, Sunday Mass for that communion. And usually I'm driving alone, but always when Deacon Henry has the homily here, he goes with me and he delivers his homily also there. But since there's like 30 minutes to drive there and 30 minutes back, we have 1 hour to talk. And you can ask, what are you talking about? But I can say that we are gossiping about parishioners. But this is not really true. Last Sunday, the Corpus Christi Sunday, we were talking about the end of all these celebrations a long time, every Sunday practically another celebration, Corpus Christi, and different celebrations, and that finally this Sunday will be kind of normal Sunday without any celebration, and we finally can use this green color for our vestments. And I said that in Poland there is a proverb that is talking about exactly this change, this time. And I will tell you first in Polish, but next, of course, I will translate. It says, "Po Bożym Ciele nic do roboty w kościele." It means that after Corpus Christi Sunday, there is nothing to do, nothing to celebrate at the liturgy of the church. But it's kind of even boring time. But when we have this gospel today, we can say that the liturgy of this Sunday is everything but boring. We have very controversial gospel. We have at least three controversial issues in today's gospel. Jesus is accused of healing and doing all his miracles through the power of Satan, through the power of Beelzebub. And Jesus is explaining what is he doing in very simple words. If the kingdom is divided in two parts, and these two parts are fighting one against another, this kingdom can stay. We can put it on our level. If a family is divided and husband and wife, they are fighting each other, trying to put kids on their side, this family is definitely in big troubles. The same with Jesus. If Jesus trying to cast out the demons is using the demons, this is no sense. Jesus is using the power of his Father. Jesus is using the power of the Holy Spirit. But with devil, it is always the same. He tries to divide us. He tries to destroy the unity that we have at the church, at the group that we are part of, our family. This is the beginning of the end, when the unity is destroyed. And even the word devil or diabolic comes from Greek word diabole, which means tear apart, make it without unity, destroy of unity. Jesus wants us to be united. He prayed last supper so that they may be all one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Another controversial issue from today's gospel is the issue of sins that cannot be forgiven. Is it not true anymore what we learn in our classes when we prepared ourselves for the First Communion and the confession, that if we ask for forgiveness, every sin can be forgiven? Jesus is talking that the sins against the Holy Spirit will be not forgiven. How to explain this? Very simple. To receive forgiveness, to receive God's mercy, we need to first recognize our sin. And the second, ask for forgiveness. But when we do not believe in the power of Jesus Christ, if we not believe that Jesus Christ, through his death and resurrection, destroy sin, we cannot receive his forgiveness. When I say Jesus has no power to forgive my sins, I do not go to confession because there is nothing else, only curious priest. When I say that blood of Christ cannot wash me clean from my sins, there is no other possibilities. It is like the guy who falls off a ship. They throw him afloat, but he is so embarrassed or so proud that he pushes it away and he drowns because he rejects the only thing that can save his life. This is the same with us. When we push away the sacrament of penance, the possibility of receiving forgiveness, the power of Jesus Christ to forgive us our sins, our sins won't be forgiven. And now, finally, the third paradox of today's Gospel. At the beginning, at the end of the Gospel, we can read that Jesus' family with his mother came to Jesus to discuss his position and what he is doing in his public ministry. And sometimes we can think that Jesus' family, and especially his mother, is doubting about Jesus' power and Jesus' mission. Many times, this part of the Gospel is used against Mary, that Mary, in this passage, is showing that she is not believing in Jesus Christ. Or in the other words, that she is not the person whom we Catholics think she is. What Jesus said in today's Gospel at the end, "Who are my mother and my brothers? Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." And he said this when the people announced him, "Your mother and your family is here. They want to talk to you." And Jesus kind of refused to talk to them. How we need to explain this? When we think about Mary, and we think about what Jesus said in today's Gospel, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother," we need to, in this moment, think about what Mary said to the angel when Archangel Gabriel came to her. "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." It is not exactly what Jesus is asking in today's Gospel. "For whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother." Mary did, we can say, 100%, 200% of doing God's will. Let us pray today that we can understand and we can process in us this Gospel. That maybe it is a good idea to read it again and try to understand what really Jesus is asking us to do. Let us pray that we can do His will in our life. Amen.